I'm Ken.
And I'm Dee.
And this is the Antiques Freaks podcast. Enjoy.
We're Antiques Freaks.
Yes. Today we are talking about...
Jet.
Now, I've heard that when you're a jet,
That's it, you're a jet all the way. Like you said you wouldn't.
From your first cigarette to your last dying day.
Fucking, how is it that the first joke wasn't, like, about planes? Like it was straight to, like, that.
Because I like West Side Story marginally better than I appreciate being aloft.
You don't have to...
For the record, I hate both of these things.
I hate West Side Story and I hate jets.
I mean, yeah. Like, you're making a sarcasm joke, but yeah. that's true, though.
That's rough, because West Side Story is a good musical.
No, it's
Look,
not.
I'm saving
no.
this for...
No.
You just want hate mail, huh?
Yeah. Fucking get at me. At antiques_freaks@twitter.com.
He doesn't mean it.
Fucking try to convince me to like West Side Story. Actually, don't, because it's garbage.
Don't. It's a fine... I like it.
It's a terrible, terrible musical.
Look, you can just Goodbye. Rest assured that he has bad taste in musicals.
Fuck you.
You don't even like musicals. Like,
what the fuck?
Okay, well, like, I'm cutting you.
What?
Complaining about fucking West Side Story. You don't like musicals, what? Do you? What musicals do you like?
Motherfucker.
Oh, it's opera you don't like.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, I put them in the same mental folder.
No, they're two completely different things. They're,
it's music and a story. That's it. That's
yeah,
all I need.
Only in one you can understand and appreciate both the music and the story, and in the other you can appreciate neither because they've both been abstracted to fuck.
Anyway, we're talking about Jet. And when you're a Jet, I don't know the song.
You're gonna fucking come at me with, oh, this is a good musical.
I was just saying that because I want to fucking have to feel a bunch of, like, Merry Christmas, you hateful piece of shit.
That's all I live for.
Anyway. Yeah, welcome to Antiques Freaks, where Ken doesn't like...
Anything?
West Side Story, and I don't know anything about West Side Story.
So what is jet in the context of the antiques industry?
Jet is a material most common to, I would say, exclusively used for jewelry. I'm sure there are other uses for it, but I've never seen them.
Is it animal, vegetable, or mineral?
It is a mineraloid. I'm not going to get into that. It's not really
Please
a mineral.
Please do.
It's not really a... It's kind of... Okay, so jet is technically, like, scientifically the precursor to coal. So jet is what you get before you get coal, so it's, like, petrified wood.
Oh.
It's like fossilized pressurized wood, but not fossilized pressurized to the point where it's coal.
So it's...
Which is why it's a mineraloid.
It's a pre-diamond.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's considered a gemstone, but it's not technically a gemstone. And if you say that's your jewelry, they'll yell at you.
What does it look like?
Well, jet is actually the originator for the phrase and descriptor jet black. So it's black. Jet black. Because that's why they call it that.
Is it shiny?
Not really. It can be. It can be cut and faceted to be shiny, or it can be matte. Matte finish black. Matte finish black is sort of its natural state. Now, one of the things about jet is that it was absolutely most popular during the Victorian era. Do you want to guess what for? Now think, it's a black semi-precious stone. Yes, you? Yeah, Ken?
I know. Pick me!
Yeah, that was a visual gag. Had to.
Pick me!
I picked you.
Oh, okay.
No answer the question.
It's for mourning jewelry.
Yeah, absolutely. So since it was able to be cut matte or flashy shiny, and it had a very somber color, obviously, it was wildly popular during the Victorian era for mourning jewelry. Most pieces that you'll see were, in fact, mourning jewelry.
It is... Okay, so, real quick. The Victorians were, for a variety of reasons, super into funerary shit.
Yeah.
Like... In a way that had not quite been seen since the ancient Egyptians, were these people into death?
Yeah.
Like, goddamn.
And that was kind of, like, part of why they got into it, right? Like, they were super into the classics.
Yes. They were very into death. Funerals were a very big deal, and also, if the etiquette manuals are anything to go by, very strictly regimented. Jet is the only material that you can use for jewelry that you wear in the months and or years after the death of an immediate family member.
There you go.
All of your jewelry is jet now. Enjoy.
Yeah, like you can't... There were...
No diamonds, no pearls, no gold.
No jet. Colors. They were so strict in their mourning observances that you can still find boxes of mourning pins. which was if you wanted to pin your hair, you had to use the special black-coated ones. Because, like, the shiny metal would offend the mourning process if you wore something else.
It would make your neighbors suspect you of poisoning your husband.
Yeah, like, down to the minutest detail, or you'd look like a real piece of shit. And that is, I mean, part of Jet's popularity. It made an excellent thing for mourning and eventually became the staple for mourning for people in fashion.
Which is where now you get, like, a bunch of absolutely gorgeous Victorian jewelry made in Jet. Perfect for all of you goths out there.
And even better for all you goths out there, a lot of the nicer pieces will be cut into various mourning symbolism. So hands holding wilted flowers, snakes, beehives. I'm trying to think. I'm like
tons of skulls.
Oh my god! Jet often accompanies braided mourning hair jewelry.
Ooh.
Which is different from regular hair jewelry because you could have hair jewelry without someone being dead.
Incredible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hair was people like tend to associate hair jewelry with just death. But it's important to remember that, like, hair was how you remembered people in a time before photographs and also when photographs were new and expensive.
Much cheaper to just cut a lock of your girlfriend's hair and tuck it into a locket.
Yeah. You'll often find a jet combined with hair.
Ooh.
Now, jet gets tough to determine.
Doesn't
because it? If you're just a regular jack-off...
Like me.
You're gonna look at jet and you're gonna be like, I don't get it. It looked like glass.
What am jet?
It is often cut and faceted in a fashion not dissimilar to glass. It is heavy, not dissimilar to glass. People make a lot of mistakes in assuming that jet is glass. And even, like, if you tap it against your teeth, which if you know me, you know is my number one method of determining any kind of substance.
Including mercury.
It's still kind of glassy. A little. Like, it has that sort of compacted hardness that you'd associate with glass in the mouthfeel. Again, you know, you probably don't know that, but...
Now you know.
But now you know, and you're gonna start putting shit in your mouth, and you're gonna be like, oh, I get it.
And you're going to get radium poisoning. Enjoy.
I don't eat anything coated in radium, thank you.
Then how else would you know it's coated in radium?
To clarify, I don't eat anything. It actually got its popularity as most things in the Victorian era, because Queen Victoria wore it.
To a
funeral. It was Whitby Jet.
Yeah, that's... You know, I honestly forgot that was one of the major reasons mourning was so popular in the Victorian.
Yeah, it was because Queen Victoria made a big fuss about mourning.
Queen Victoria genuinely loved her husband, which was weird in the royalty. But she did, and when he died, she didn't take it super great, so she just kind of kept mourning for the next 50 years. And the rest of the country was like, well, I guess that's culturally important to us now. And then jet jewelry.
Sorry, I made it sound... I was, like, really rude to Queen Victoria just now. Yeah, it's she okay. was just crying up a fucking storm of her dumb husband. Yeah, it was Whitby Jet when Prince Albert...
Yeah.
...in a can.
Yes.
You better let
when
him
they
out.
Put, when they put Prince Albert into the can and did not let him out in time, and thus he perished.
That was, like, a that's frantic they, quality to how I wanted to get that joke out there.
That's when they started putting on jet jewelry.
Yeah. Now, interesting factoid, Whitby Jet... which is jet found in the Whitby region of England.
Of course.
Is Jurassic.
Wait, what?
Yeah. That's what people will differentiate Whitby jet from other kinds of jet. What differentiates Whitby jet is solely its age. And it is a fossil, like a real ass fossil.
Life finds a way.
Life finds a way into your mourning jewelry. The biggest problem I encounter with other people in jet, and determining jet, is how the hell do I tell it apart from other semi-precious stones? This is comparatively to other, like, jewelry pieces that you'll find me talking about easy. One of the biggest things is that glass, or French jet.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a fun... there's a bunch of nicknames for glass. A lot of people made glass jewelry after in the jet fashion, because jet was harder to get a hold of than glass, obviously, and it was very popular. So there's a lot of copycat pieces in glass.
I think there's a subplot about that in Les Miserables.
Lord help me, what?
There's a whole...
No, tell me all about it. Now you have to tell me.
I'm not kidding. There's a whole subplot where Jean Valjean becomes mayor of a town and teaches everyone how to make cheaper jewelry, and I'm pretty sure it's by replacing the jet with black glass.
Oh my god.
It's been a grip since I read it, but I think that's actually what happened.
Oh god. So there you have it. It's a major plot line in Les Miserables.
A minor plot line
Everything
in Les Miserables.
Everything is a major plot line in Les Miserables.
It's, no, the fucking
Okay. So yeah. So as Hugo clearly knew, Glass was a very popular fake for jet. It was called French jet or Vauxhall glass. So just a tip if you're purchasing, if it says French jet or Vauxhall glass, or just Vauxhall, probably glass. Now, one of the first things about telling jet apart from glass is that jet is a terrible thermal conductor.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because coal catches fire.
Yeah, no, so good. It's very flammable. Well, jet actually isn't.
Good to know.
Yeah. It's
don't start fires with their jet jewelry.
Yeah, don't, like, flint it. God, I wonder if you could.
Let's find out.
I've never talked to anybody about, like, hey, do you think if you struck this jet on other jet, you'd get a fire? So it's not a very thermal conductor. When you touch it, glass, when you touch it after it resting for a period of time, always cool. Jet probably will be warmer.
Oh, man.
Like, that's absolutely, like, easiest way to tell is, like, put it down for a while and at room temperature, touch it. If it hasn't cooled down at all, if it, like, warms up to your touch fairly quickly, probably real jet. There are other fakes for jet during the Victorian era, also common practice to, like, re-grind, like, scraps in with glue. Those are easy to tell because the texture's all wrong and they tend to yellow with age because glue wasn't awesome in the Victorian era. So those aren't, I'm never super worried about getting tricked by those because they're kind of obvious. If you're a real stickler, you can put it under a microscope. Jet's texture is very similar to coal or just wood. You can see sort of the wood grain under a microscope. To a lesser extent, you can probably use a jewelry loop and kind of just make sure that there is a textured surface, which you absolutely won't get in glass. That requires a little more practice, but it's not a bad thing to start checking out if you're interested in jet. I rely pretty heavily on the temperature thing. The weight, jet's a lot lighter than glass. Again, petrified wood, it doesn't have quite the same density. Another thing you can do to test is scrape it against some porcelain. Yeah, I hate, I don't like doing it, but when you get really touchy pieces and you're not sure it's jet, it will leave a blackish brown stain, whereas other materials will not.
I hate everything.
Yeah, unfortunately, like, figuring out jewelry, like, veracity, thank you, tends to be pretty injurious to the jewelry.
I was thinking about how injurious it would be to my, like, soul, because, like, I'm getting, like, nails on a chalkboard vibes. I can't imagine, like, the audio experience of scraping jet against porcelain is going to be awesome.
Okay, I'm sorry. It has to be unglazed porcelain.
Oh, even better!
Yeah. Yeah,
No.
There was a material known as ebonite that was also used to mimic jet. Again, very, very, very popular item. Pretty much necessary in funerals. Lots of copies. Ebonite's easy to spot because it has faded. By the time you're looking at it, it will be not quite as black. Jet black. All, like, that's the easiest way. Again, there aren't many imitators. The worst imitator is anthracite, which is a site more common than jet.
I feel like there's a convention called that.
That's anthrocon.
Oh.
Yeah. Anthracite is pretty much the time where you'll want to be using the scrape test. So I don't know where you're going to get unglazed porcelain. Obviously, I know a bunch of potters. You probably don't. It's like a weird thing to have in your contact list is a bunch of potters.
If you need to know a bunch of potters, hit us up. We know, like, at least five.
Yeah, hit us up at antiques_freaks, and we'll try to get you in touch with one of our potters for unglazed porcelain so you can scrape your jewelry against it. Well, usually you pick a piece like the clasp, because the one way you tell anthracite apart from proper jet is the streak it leaves. It leaves a chocolate brown to black streak. Anthracite will not streak this way. Anthracite's also slightly heavier, slightly denser. In your hands, you're not going to feel that difference. Again, anthracite will also lack the wood grain pattern of the original wood under a microscope. I don't know if you have a 120x microscope. If you do, you're in business. Hit up all your friends. Let them know that you'll identify their jet for them.
Charge them a dollar.
So, is there anything else you want to know about jet?
Where do I get me some?
It's great you should ask. My first recommendation would have to be your local antique store.
You keep fucking coming at me with that, but, like, I go to my local antique stores on the reg and I rarely see jet.
I have 5 pieces.
Why are they not set aside for me?
Because they're set aside for me. I collect jet too.
Is that why I'm not finding any locally? Is because you're fucking sniping me?
I do have a really bad habit of sniping jet when it comes into the shop.
God damn it.
I'm not sniping Acushnet River, so you can go there anytime.
All right, cool.
It doesn't come in super crazy often, but it's not difficult to find at any place where they have, like, a pretty considerable jewelry section. Other places to go, I have really, really great luck on Etsy, where they provide me high enough quality photos that I feel fairly confident that it's real jet. eBay, a bit more of a crapshoot.
bit difficult to bite it through the internet.
I can't bite it through the internet, and that's my great... eBay, you want to be, like, very tender.
What? eBay... You want to, like, light some candles and, like, put on some music?
Yeah, I want you to romance eBay.
Yeah.
No!
Like, get good and tender with your eBay.
Oh, you know what I mean? With eBay, you're going to want to play it way safe. Be very, very suspicious of prices. Be very suspicious of descriptions. Absolutely make sure, if you're dead set, you see something on eBay you really want to have, be sure they have a return policy in case it is not what they say it is. Be willing to take it to a jeweler if you're making a serious investment. Hopefully they won't be asinine and destroy it while they're trying to prove it's real. But lots of jewelers have experience with determining whether or not jewelry is real.
I just had all this unglazed porcelain lying around. I figured, why not?
Well, jewelers keep that on hand because a lot of, like, minerals and mineraloids are smear tested.
That is crazy.
Yeah, like, it's like doing a scratch test with a diamond. Unfortunately, like, there is always, like, a little bit of damage when it's not a diamond.
Yeah, but, like, if it's not a diamond, who gives a fuck?
Well, I give a fuck because I value lots of other gemstones over diamonds personally. So, like I said, Etsy, good place. eBay, scary place.
How much should I expect to spend on my rapidly expanding jet collection?
I would say base price for, like, nice but fairly boring pieces, for lack of a more polite way to describe, like, not ornate, will run you 15 to 25.
That's not bad.
So, like, yeah, intro level, we're talking 15 to 25. 50 is pretty common for, like, really intricate pieces, large pieces, unusual pieces, pieces with desirable motifs.
What if I just want skulls? Just skulls.
That's going to cost you a lot of money.
God damn it.
The skulls tend to be done in proper Whitby. Usually that's, like, been dated properly, you know, verified through scientific means, and will start at $100 and climb from there.
Why is it so expensive to be goth?
I know, because, like, every other goth got there ahead of you and said, I want the skulls one.
Fuck.
Because the most desirable ones are the skulls. I like the snakes.
When is Hot Topic going to bring back Jet?
That, I hope, God, you're saying, you can't just say these things because you put them out in the universe and, like, the fat old man who runs, like, Hot Topic LLC is just like, the Jet, I gotta fake it, and he's gonna make some resin bullshit. And will it be worth it just to have Victorian aesthetic back?
Yes.
Damn you.
Yes, it will.
You betray me.
I do.
Everybody betray me. I'm fed up with this industry.
I'm fed up with antiques.
So yeah, what else can I tell you? Anything else about Jet, or do you feel fairly satisfied with what you know now?
Will I ever be satisfied with Jet?
Wow. I mean, that's something you gotta look inside yourself for.
Alright, tune in next week.
When Ken reaches self-actualization and learns to really appreciate Jet and himself.
The Jet in my soul.
The real Jet was the friends you made along the way.
And on that note, good night.
Good night.